Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A judge is expected to rule soon on a medical marijuana ballot issue. Alisa Nelson reports.
The fate of a proposed medical marijuana ballot measure is up to a Cole County judge. Tom Mundell with the Missouri Association of Veterans Organizations says veterans want another way to treat their health issues.
I've lost my only son because of this. I lost their mother. I've lost over 60 friends. I've lost so much, and I see people dying all around me because they do not have this option.
Supporters are fighting to get about 2,200 signatures overturned that have been considered invalid. The measure would ask Missourians if physicians should be able to recommend medical marijuana for patients battling illnesses like cancer, epilepsy, PTSD, Alzheimer's, and multiple sclerosis. The Secretary of State would also have to decide by next Tuesday whether to approve the measure for the November general election ballot. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A damaged gasoline pipeline hasn't affected delivery or prices at the pump in Missouri yet. It's been shut down for more than a week after a leak resulted in 250,000 gallons being spilled. Mike Wright with AAA Missouri says if the pipeline serving the East Coast remains shut down, there will be a diversion of fuel from other parts of the country.
Whether that's a diversion of gasoline that's destined for Middle America that's diverted to the East Coast or not, that would have an impact throughout the Middle West.
So far, a number of states in the South have experienced dry pumps and price spikes of between 10 and 20 cents. 78th House District Democratic nominee Bruce Frank says his win over Penny Hubbard in a do-over election is a victory for the community. A new law begins October 15th that'll shift the liability of Missouri's livestock owners when their cattle escapes and damages someone else's property. Carrollton GOP State Representative Joe Don McGaw says all of the major commodity groups backed the bill.
Many other states that surround Missouri put in the issue of animal trespass, and the way that they decide those issues is simple negligence, not strict liability, and that's all the change did.
The Democratic governor's veto has support from two Republicans, including Jefferson City State Representative Jay Barnes.
Because if you care about real property rights, you can't say that a livestock owner's chattel rights should be greater than the rights of the neighboring real property owner.
Under current state law, if livestock trespasses onto another's property, the animal owner is strictly liable for damages to the other's property. The new law will hold the animal's owner liable for damages to another's property if the animal owner was found to be negligent. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.